a campaign to fight prostitution comes with deadly consequences. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, police across the country are confiscating condoms from sex workers and transgender women. A new report by Human Rights Watch spotlights New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., where police and prosecutors use condoms to support prostitution charges. The practice makes sex workers and transgender women reluctant to carry condoms or resort to ineffective makeshifts such as plastic bags out of fear of arrest. As a result, more engage in unprotected sex, which puts them at risk of HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Police and prosecutors defend the use of condoms as evidence, saying the practice is necessary to enforce anti-prostitution laws. They also say condoms are one tool that helps obtain convictions against prostitutes, their clients, and those involved in sex trafficking. Health and Human Rights spokesperson at Human Rights Watch, Megan McLemore, says the police and prosecutors' approach undermines the health department's campaigns to reduce HIV.
This has been studied again and again and again, and there's a lot of evidence to indicate that if you take away clean needles from drug users, or you take away condoms from sex workers, or from anyone else for that matter, it doesn't reduce the amount of drug use, and it doesn't reduce the amount of sex or sex work that's happening. It simply increases HIV, hepatitis, and sexually transmitted diseases. You know, a lot of people are doing sex work to survive, and they really have very little choice. So, you know, they need to eat, they need a place, you know, to sleep. So they're going to do the commercial sex work anyway. So taking away condoms from them is actually, you know, doing nothing for a criminal justice purpose, but it's doing a lot of damage from a public health perspective. So what we have here is we have the public health department on one hand handing someone a condom, perhaps even with the city logo on it, and then another city agency, the police department, taking it out of their hands. So, you know, this has got to stop.
Human Rights Watch found that police stops and searches for condoms are often a result of profiling, targeting suspected offenders for the way they look, what they are wearing, and where they're standing, rather than on the basis of any observed illegal activity. McLemore says the report also includes testimony from sex workers and transgender women who say police harass, threaten, and arrest them for carrying condoms.
We found in Los Angeles and New York particularly that sex workers and transgender women are subjected to constant verbal abuse, insults. One transgender woman in Washington, D.C. said that the police had taken off her wig and thrown it on the ground and stepped on it. They're called vulgar names. The verbal abuse was really quite ugly. There's some reports of police demanding sex from the sex worker in order to not arrest them. It's really an issue that needs to be looked at, because this is a very invisible and vulnerable population who are not likely to report these abuses themselves.
Few of these women file complaints out of fear of further abuse, and because of a lack of confidence, police would respond with fairness and integrity. The report was released prior to the 19th International AIDS Conference in Washington, D.C., which starts on 22nd of July, 2012. The U.S. response to the epidemic will be in the spotlight in front of 20,000 delegates gathered from around the world. The four cities investigated are among the hardest hit in the United States, with more than 200,000 people living with HIV among them. Nearly 4 out of every 100 Washington, D.C. residents are infected with HIV/AIDS. With an infection rate that high, Washington, D.C. has the highest levels of HIV and AIDS in the United States and rivals some countries in AIDS-ravaged Africa. Live in the studio, this is Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.